Adelaide's Triple M, we're ruined it. So on holidays for a couple of weeks, it's the Rush Hour boys stepping in, Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
All right, well, what do you got? Who's starting off?
Yeah, me. Some ugly protests going on in Melbourne. Seeing the vision last night and again this morning. They're protesting mandatory vaccinations and a two-week ban on construction work. Really ugly scenes. It's almost like seeing protests or some, you know, some stuff that's going on in the States. But here is a reporter that got stuck in the thick of it yesterday.
The crowd is certainly getting bigger. And they're very passionate. I've just been struck in the back of a head by a can. I'm not sure whether you saw that, mate.
You okay, Paul?
That really hurt, and I'm going to go back to you, Mike.
Okay. You okay, Paul?
I've been grabbed around the neck today. I've had urine tipped on me. Now I've had a can of an energy drink thrown on me. Apologies for the language from these people. Look, they're passionate. They've had
That's
a
not
rough
passion,
time.
Paul.
They
That's say not passion.
The
That's the act of cowardice. Of pack mentality and cowardice.
What if that can was thrown from a fair distance? Yeah. Full can. Just that would have hurt.
Just thugs.
He copped that pretty well.
Yep. Jeez. At one stage, I saw a bloke kick a dog as well, which is pathetic. And here's the police getting involved.
Attention. This is a police public order warning. You have previously been directed to leave. Leave now or force may be used. No further warnings will be given.
Never listen to it.
Yeah.
Gutless. I don't know what they're trying to prove. Like, they're getting nothing out of this. They're just making it worse for themselves.
And then they.
And for everyone else as well. Like, now their lockdown's probably going to be extended. And
here's the police coming under attack as well.
They're throwing at the coppers. Look at that. Get him! What the hell, man?
So there you go, really ugly scenes. So it wasn't really a protest, it was more like a riot in the end. So
police are using pepper balls and stinger grenades.
I reckon they need to increase the size of those bullets.
There.
That'll send them off.
Some good news for South Australia. Good on you, Greg. Thank you for that. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens will allow up to 50 people on the dance floors and outdoor standing.
Oh, hello.
You can outdoor, you can stand up, have a frothy.
You can outdoor.
You can dance.
What's outdooring?
Well, outdoor standing up, drinking, having a froth. Yeah, okay. Here's Police Commissioner Grant Stevens, who got a win over Nicola Spirio.
People will be able to dance in those private functions and private activities up to 50 people at a time on a dance floor as of 1 minute past midnight on Thursday morning. We'll also be permitting stand-up consumption in outdoor areas in licensed premises. So beer gardens, those sorts of places, you'll be able to stand up and have a drink.
Who did Grant Stevens have a win over?
Yeah.
Nicola.
Yeah, Spirio.
Yeah, Nicola. Because she wanted to keep shutting it down for another 3 or 4 months.
What was her full name?
Nicola Spirio.
Yeah, that's it.
Better. Princess.
Yeah, there's no O on the end.
Were
they dancing?
It's a great result. It's a great win. All right.
Yeah, it is.
For there's weddings coming up and for the venues out there. And
we all have a bit of a dance.
Well, we all like a dance. And I reckon I found the tunes for you guys when you do get back on the dance floor with your loved ones. Here's yours, Bern. I reckon this is the song you'll choose. You and Abs on the dance floor down at Uncle Chris's.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Straight to the Sailmaster for me.
Yeah, I'm going to take Naz to the Jetty Road down there at the Jetty Road pub with the Elmsy.
Jetty Road.
Me mate Chemist.
Just go to the Jetty.
This is the song I'll put Maz and I on the dance floor.
Good.
Go, Maz.
You're that politician, Garrett. That's the way
Peter
you dance.
Garrett.
Peter Garrett.
And this is Greg and Catherine's song.
Here we go.
Maybe if they went to the Hampstead Hotel to have a dance.
This would be a good one.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
Is that her name, Shanae?
Shania Twain.
Oh, that'll work. Anyway, great news for South Australians. So Sister Grant Stevens, Commissioner Grant Stevens, I'm going to buy you a frothy.
I stripped to that song for the ladies' night at their Woodville West Orange Footy
Club. Oh, did you now?
Yeah, I was meant to slowly take clothes off.
And you took it all off?
All off in the first 30 seconds. I was just standing there in the togger.
So your little togger was hanging out. Oh, your little
plover. Then I threw my hat. And I thought, shit, this song's I hadn't even got to the chorus. Anyway, I'm meant to be talking about some news.
Yes.
Adelaide have had a big win over Port Adelaide early in the off-season. They've secured Jordan Dawson. Well, he's nominated. Nominated Adelaide as his preferred destination from the Sydney Swans. There's been a lot of talk about
it.
Apparently on a long-term deal. So
Five.
I think it'll take five to get him. They must have promised him and...
Great news for the Crows.
So, yeah, well, we know that Rue didn't do the negotiations.
He kept right out of it, and look what happened. For that. So maybe he should...
But good pickup.
And also a couple of other young signings, Berry, Pedler and Cook, all signed two-year deals.
Yes, so, beautiful.
Good signs for Adelaide.
Well done.
Anyway, do you want me to go back through the ladies' night again?
Hang on. Gee, before we move on, what's your dance song now?
My favourite is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. I can't wait to get into a karaoke bar and sing that.
We'll start singing it now. Go on.
I'm
going
to sing a song this week.
Oh, halfway
That's the
there.
One.
Oh, living on a prayer.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Will Anderson will rock you.
Sing it. Will rock you.
Please welcome Will Anderson.
Good morning, superstar. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. And I'd just like to say, you please pass on the dits? Yeah. Sucked in. Sucked in, mate. Sucked in.
And we will too.
He'll take that well.
He's still sleeping in a creek bed somewhere.
Hey, we know you're a big Western Bulldogs fan. How are the nerves? Because you're coming up against my team. And I think the best thing, we're talking footy in general, I think the two best teams are coming up against each other. Two teams have a real crack and both teams will be quietly confident, I feel.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Bulldogs would be confident. I mean, here's the thing about this grand final is, like, when we beat the Swans in 2016, the Swans fans were amazing because they'd been through the same thing in 2005. They get what it was like to break a big drought.
Yep.
Like, if the Demons win, good on them. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. But the Demons, they should be able to do that at the MCG in front of their crowd, winning that first premiership. So I say you do that next year and we'll win this one. We'll win this one and then, like 2016, we'll party a bit hard. Yes. We'll have a crappy year next year. You guys can win that one at the MCG. I'm happy to take the bullet, guys.
Hey, Will, tell us about your show tonight. It's on the ABC and iView at 8:30 p.m. Question everything. And Jars's favourite topic, the COVID-19 origin.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Jars, have you got a theory of where the COVID-19
came
from?
He nearly got kicked off.
Yeah, don't shut down from radio.
Don't say that word.
Are you not allowed to bring it up?
He's not allowed to say a certain word.
Did you name names? Did you say it was a specific bat? Yeah. Is that what happened, mate? Yeah. Are you in litigation against the bat at the moment? Is there a bat with a lawyer rolling in to have a conversation?
There's a lawyer sitting out the front of the studio watching me.
We nearly didn't have him part of the segment.
I didn't realise he had a tight tag from the legal team at Triple M. So I'll steer it away. But there was a documentary on, I say documentary in inverted commas, on Sky News on Monday, What Really Happened in Wuhan. And they interviewed Donald Trump about, like, maybe where it had come from. And, I mean, this is a man you can always trust his opinion. I don't know if you saw this quote. It's the best. If you've not seen it, just find this little clip because he's trying to explain what happens. And you know when somebody's, like, just padding out a story, just adding a little bit of more mayonnaise? Clearly he has nowhere to go. And he goes, well, I think it was the scientist and he had lunch out in the park with his girlfriend. And, like, the reporter's like, oh, so that's patient zero? And he's like, no, I'm clearly making this up. I am speculating on what might have happened. I got most of this information from Jars, and I'm not sure it's right.
There's a lot of similarities between Trumpy and you.
Get out.
You're very honest.
Now, how you feel. Question everything. This is your baby?
Yes. It is my baby, guys. Yeah. So I invented this show. Basically, it's all about, like, misinformation. It's a comedy show. So it's it's basically a panel comedy show all about, like, the stuff that you read in the news that isn't actually true. That's basically the gist of it.
And your team, you got Jan. Is it Jan?
Yeah, Jan Fran. Oh, yeah. This is nice. You're just going to roll through what we've got there, Jazz. This is what we're doing now.
Come on, Jazz. You've got Marky Humphreys, Tommy,
yeah,
and Beck.
Yeah.
Where did you recruit these guys from?
Local LGAs in Sydney. I'm in a lockdown. Basically, this is where they came from, Jazz. I don't know if you've been reading the papers. No one can cross the border. We got them locally. From healthy local areas. That's where we sourced them.
What are you like? Oh, you got Jan with you. How else would you say J-A-N? Is it Jan? Is it Jan?
Yeah, no, we got Jan, Beck and Tom because we thought it'd be good to have one syllable names for you, Jazz. So.
Three-letter names.
Come on, mate. Nothing, come on, you're still
too complicated, mate.
My brother stitched you blokes up many years ago in the prelim.
And where are you at the moment?
Where are you?
In Sydney? Sydney? Lockdown? No family, I hear.
There's trees. There's books behind you. Where the hell are you?
I love the fact that Jazz is intimidated by books. Sorry, mate. Also, I love that your sledge of me was to bring up what your brother did to us 2 decades ago. That was the best you could come up with. That's like my dad had beat up your dad. What is going on, mate? Bluey, you got to pull this guy into line.
No, what's you going can't. On? It's impossible. We've it's tried. Impossible. Oh. You haven't said anything. You're just laughing.
Where are you?
I'm in Sydney. Yeah, I'm in Sydney lockdown. I'll give you a bit of a tip, guys, because I drove from Byron Bay to Sydney at the start of the lockdown. Took 2 hours less than it normally takes. If you want to have a good run with traffic, drive towards a lockdown. Not one of the cars going in that direction. What going in the opposite direction? None towards Sydney.
Oh, you're in lockdown. So are they in Melbourne. Geez, they're getting narky, aren't they, in Melbourne? Have you seen the protests?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, obviously, I mean, you know, getting out on the streets, a bit of high views, get out of the protest. I mean, what I love is when construction workers protest, right? You know, it's the only protest that has a smoko in the middle. Yeah, you know, we'll just sit down for 45 minutes, have a nice coffee, grab a farmers union. We'll get back to it, guys. We're on the clock still.
I don't even think they're allowed to do that. Their rooms have been taken away.
Mate, can't wait to watch it tonight. I'm going to tune in tonight. All right, the ABC question everything. So you're going to talk about where this virus originated
where
from.
Where the virus came from,
all right, guys. I'm going to be very careful, but great to catch up, mate. All the best Saturday. All right, your boys, the Western Bulldogs, taking on Burns. And any messages for Dits and Roo before you say goodbye?
Yeah, firstly to Roo, absolutely love you, mate. You're a legend. Oh. And Dits, sucked in! Sucked in, mate!
There he is, Will Anderson family. One of our lads that work here is young Josh Morrow. Mm-hmm. He's our digital guy. Yeah, Josh. Well, that's what they call him, the digital guy.
I sit next to Josh.
Yeah, well, everything you see on our like social media, our Triple M.
Oh, he's a terrific job.
And
he's a terrific young man. He's a little fragile young man, but he's a good man. Well, he's just fragile.
Mentally fragile.
We just shake his hands, but he's a terrific young man.
Charles.
Now, Josh Morrow was telling me a story last week that he was on a Buck show. He went to a Buck show. You two listening?
Yes. I'm listening.
He went to a Buck show. He's meant to be here to explain what happened.
Where is he?
I thought I'd share this with you and the family because there's a lot of young lads out there getting ready for Buck shows, coming into the the better weather, and now you can dance.
Wedding season after footy season's finished.
He was blasé when he said, "Oh, it was a great night. My mate had a great night. The boys had a great night, but we left one of the mates behind." He didn't get on the bus.
Yeah, disgusting.
Well,
behavior.
My head just I turned to what?
And you got to mention he was the best man. So he was organizing.
He was the organizer.
Josh was the best man.
He was in charge. Yeah. You do not leave anyone behind.
It's like
that is the number one rule.
Hang on, what do you mean they left him behind?
Oh,
what,
they could
he was passed out.
Oh, no. They just he didn't get on the bus.
They were one short. He just thought,
stuff it. We'll go. You got to do a head count. Before you go to your next location,
it's like going to war.
Yeah.
You take everyone you go with, you take them
you
home,
bring
dead
them back.
Or
well,
alive.
Maybe this guy
and
was
I'll,
just a complete crack in the bum and he was like, running late for everything.
No, you don't make excuses. That's not the rule. The number one rule is when you go together, you leave together, you come home together. You sleep together if you have to.
Yeah, cuddle together.
You do all that to look after your mate.
No, you do the runner all the time.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I fell asleep. At Stansbury Cricket Club.
And you did a runner.
No, because I couldn't find you.
Oh,
that's just not about me anyway.
You turned it into a Buck show.
Yeah.
It was Bloomin' Grand Final.
Yeah. It was my grand final. and you were the Buck.
I what was it?
And the stripper.
You can't mention that.
No, that was Burn.
I didn't say that.
Anyway.
I was your stripper, was I?
Please tell me what should happen to Josh the best man of this wedding party. He needs to be suspended.
I think maybe excluded from the wedding. Well, not in the wedding party.
You can't leave your buddy behind.
Well, I wish he was here because I need to know a bit more detail about
that. What detail do you want?
Well, why did they leave him behind?
Oh, I just think because he didn't show enough care for his teammates.
I actually was disappointed, and he was giggly. Like, he thought it was funny. I said, Josh, that's not funny.
Yeah.
You can't leave anyone behind.
I saw you. You pulled him aside. You said, I need a word with you in the separate room.
1-3-3-5-3. If you've got anything out there that's...
What are the Bucks Show rules?
What are
the rules and regulations? Yeah. I wore a mankini at my Bucks. I was forced to. That was too big. And it didn't even touch me. My husband was just been standing there with a green bra on.
And what were you wearing? Outfit?
Yeah, Brayshaw organised my butt show. My first marriage, that is. I said, whatever happens, don't organise a stripper. Right. So what? 10 minutes in, comes the stripper and the seashell bucket, you know, and the gel
hot
and
oil. Ask Biggles about it. Coconut oil.
What? Too much?
Too much.
We're talking Bucks Night rules.
Yes, we are. Josh Morrow, one of our digital laddies.
He's not here.
He normally gets in at 7:30.
Blankness.
Was organising his mate's Buck show a few weeks ago and left one of them behind, Gregory and Byrne. Mm. And you don't do that on a Buck show.
Don't
That's
leave
not
a man
on.
Down.
All right. So if you're taking, you know, if there's 20 of them on a bus, and you go to a location, get them back on together.
Quite
the 20
often,
of them.
One disappeared. You add to your 20.
And he didn't give a stuff. Did you go back? No, not really. We all just jumped on and took off. So that's his attitude. Wow. So we're just 1-3-3-5-3. We've got Lisa on Lisa, g'day. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Lisa on Adelaide. G'day, I'm good.
Buddy, I'm all over the shop, Lisa.
You got a
show story?
I've got a request. Like, don't leave any visible scars on the face because the photos just aren't good.
Oh no, that's a bit rough.
You got experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it was a week later and there were still marks on his face and they said they were bruises, but they looked like love bites. I don't know what went on.
Oh no.
Lise.
No, surely.
Maybe
it was
Where do we go with that one?
Just don't leave any visible marks. No. That's all I say. Oh. Yeah.
Thanks, Lise. Can I have a prize for Lise?
Never seen that happen before at a Bucks.
Lise, we're going to send you along to the New Shoots Music Festival. And how good's this? It's actually a music festival on Kangaroo Island.
Oh, it's too early.
Yeah, you were a bit, but it was awesome over there, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Blue?
Love KI.
Yeah, cool. So New Shoots Music Festival, growing out of Kangaroo Island, November 20. It's on with Spiderbait headlining, Killing Heidi, and heaps more. So Lisa's heading along to that.
Thanks, Lise. Have a nice day today. Bern, you got a tweet that's come through.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Bernie was a sniper the week.
Hey. Who's that
Cat,
from?
I think it says.
Who's that from?
That's Gooch. From some bloke that I'll be meeting later.
Who'd you snipe?
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about.
I also got a text through 0488 51047 on the Automasters text line. Rule one for a Bucks night. This is from Jeremy in Happy Valley.
Yeah, Jess.
The buck doesn't pay for a drink.
Yes, true.
That's true.
I think that's fair.
Yep, absolutely. No,
that is a good rule.
That's a given.
And did you do that on your Buck show?
I can't remember paying for a drink. Can't remember much about it at all.
Did you, Bern? Where'd you go for yours?
Well, we went on a boat off Port Melbourne. Right. I don't know if we got everyone back or not. There was no head count.
So they're still out there somewhere.
Still dog paddling in.
Well, a couple, hopefully they were good
swimmers. So there's still someone out there.
Yeah, we went on. What a stupid idea to go on a boat. Tex organised that.
Oh, the tech. Okay, let's take a call. No, I'm just trying to find Josh Morrow, who was organising a Buck show with some friends, and he left a mate behind. So we just wanted to have a bit of a chat about that. He's our digital dude here. Does a great job. Spanner from Ridgehaven. G'day, Spanner.
G'day, boys. How are you?
You got a story.
It's better.
What do you got?
Yeah, about 30 years ago, we had a buck show through the hills, and we got the Verdun, and we got to the next pub, which is Oakbank, and one of our mates is missing. Mm. So we think, where is he? Is he in the toilet? Is he outside? Has he hooked up with someone? But he's about 5 minutes later, he's rocked up on some guy's motorbike, which he took from out the front of the pub.
Oh, no.
And he goes, I had to get back because there was an 18-gallon keg of the old sparkling Mount Coopers there.
No.
And then the police rocked up, you know, and then they said, oh, you know, like, he's trying to hide, and it was a good night, and you know, when you heard it on the radio, I said, oh, I've got to ring up, mate.
So. Have a good day, buddy. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Joe. See you, mate.
Well done. That is very good.
There you go.
Well, that's one way to catch back up to the bus.
Now, have I stuffed up the rulings of the dance floors and the licensed venues?
It'd be a big surprise if you didn't stuff it up.
You just made it sound like you can go out to a pub or a bar and dance again, which isn't the case yet. It's only for private functions at licensed venues and things like weddings, functions. So if you've got like a room booked or something.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But just open the
thanks
damn
to Bronwyn from Holden Hill for bringing that to
thank
our
you,
attention.
Bronnie.
Also got a couple of texts through about the Bucks rules.
Yep.
Boys, first rule of a Bucks, there is no rules. Second rule, never talk about a Bucks show. What happens on tour stays on tour. That's from Dale and Kadena.
Yep.
And Paul at Broadview says, first rule of being a best man is to organise a Bucks party. My best man didn't even organise one and I'm still dark about it to this day.
You should have Bucks after the wedding, so it's safer for the bloke.
That's right. Get the wedding done. Then do the Bucks.
That's not bad.
At least you've got all your eyebrows still and you look normal.
Me?
No love. No. Well, you don't, but you'd never. I haven't met you with eyebrows. Well, last night, boys, just the hair was getting a little bit long, a bit out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Needed to have a bit of a haircut. Me and Harvey on the same timeline for haircuts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Once every probably couple of months, doesn't go that quick.
And where do you go?
Go to see my sister.
Beautiful.
Henley Beach.
Yeah,
so
do you?
She cuts the hair and thought, you know what, it's just me and Harv.
Yeah,
so I just took him down there and I thought, nah, I'm going to mix things up a little bit. So when I was younger, there's a lot of photos. I had a full blown mullet, right down the back.
We all had
mullets. And so did Dad. It was sort of the in thing. Jazz didn't.
Jazz
had no hair. That's a bit harsh, Bluey.
He tried to grow a mullet on his top of his head towards the end when it got a bit thin.
Is that funny, is it?
Yeah, and that tipped off
very,
end.
Very
a bit
hurtful.
Of a
very
wispy
hurtful.
Sort of
he blew off.
Something going on. But anyway, I thought, stuff it. I'm going to do the way I got. I was grown up and had a mullet like my dad.
Mm.
I thought, I bet you Harvey will look back at this and these photos and he'd be really happy that he had a haircut like his dad.
So it's a traditional family tradition, is it?
So as you can see by my haircut.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a mullet.
I've got a mullet going on.
It's the modern day mullet.
When we come back home, because Ab had no idea. She thought, well, I was just going for a haircut. And, you know, the little kids, it's only his
beautiful young
third haircut ever, I think. And come home, and they look really cute when they've got a bit of a different haircut. But when we came in, she thought it was a bloody home invasion.
Couple of thugs coming in.
I sent Harvey in first.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
I was like, I'll send him in first.
See the reaction.
Like, oh, come here, because you only saw the front. Like, look at him. So, what has happened to the back? And then I walked in, she's like, you idiot. You idiot.
What have you done to his hair?
I said, well, mate, Dad and I got that when I was young, and I'm just
taking it. How old's Harvey?
2.5. He's going to go to childcare today.
Is she genuinely disappointed with Harvey's hair?
I think
she couldn't give a crap about yours, sure.
Nah, she doesn't care about mine.
But it's her son. What have you done to his hair?
Well, he looks a bit tougher.
No.
A bit more of a thug.
Next you'll put some fake tattoos on his arm.
Yeah, those sleeves.
Get his bloody ears pierced.
Catherine always says to me, don't come home with anything stupid with the boys, because I've been tempted as well.
Is that?
Have you?
That's when you go out.
Hey?
On the
what
town.
Do you mean?
Combat
we're over those days, mate.
Anyway, so
133 53. I want to take some calls on whether you what you've come home with, stupid, like, as a family tradition.
And what's been the reaction of the wife or the husband?
Yeah, mine wasn't great.
No, Ab's just filthy.
She said, I don't look like I should be living in West Beach, put it that way. Well, she thinks I should be in detention or just go to a detention centre.
On bail.
When's your court? When's your hearing?
That's the last time you're taking house for a haircut, too.
No,
I reckon that's
this is not the last time.
What do you mean?
This is only short. This is only
short
just getting started. This is going further. And it can go shorter on top, too, if I really need to.
Gross.
133 53.
Yep,
what have you done stupid with your son? I've just changed the phone.
You have just changed it.
Yes, 133353. Impulsive haircuts that you've got. Because you go down to a hairdresser and they say, what do you want? Yep. Well, I don't know, just I want a haircut.
Nice.
You
know, and
I think sometimes you just need to mix it up a bit and go,
and you
give me something.
And
you
did.
Something that's a bit different. Yeah, well, the CMS boys back home on the weekend.
Won the flag.
Yeah. And then the shaving cream. not only did they shave heads, they had the shaving cream out on the head. Razor. Mossy's got not a scary on his head at the moment.
He'd be prickly right
they've
now.
They've all got him. Oh, he'll be starting to come
like Velcro.
going to work this week, he'll be thinking, who the hell's this? Jazz is working with us.
Daz from Richhaven. G'day, Daz.
How you going?
What's your story, mate?
I took my son on his first Swans game, and as we're lining up, the power people have grabbed him aside. He's got his Swans cap on and all that, and they've painted the power colours on his cheeks. I said, what are you doing, man? No. We're red and white. Yeah, yeah. And the other eight were with us, or that's six, because I gave two tickets away. And because the seating was wrong, I gave two tickets. When we got in there, we said, I will wait till we were going to sit, but I give two odd tickets out to these two guys at the gate. So the security got rough and we ended up not even making half time. We ended up at the Bridgeway Hotel. And that was his first experience of the Swans.
You can't do that. You can't target young kids.
And he's got port colours on his face.
Port tattoos on the face. Painting. Actually, that's what I need. Some tattoos.
They got us a beauty.
Good on you, Daz. Right. Take care, mate.
Bye.
I've also got a text through here from Alex from Aberfoyle Park, 0488 51047, who says, as a kid, my mum used to get my hair cut the bowl cut.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, when they look
dumb
like
and dumber.
Yeah, put an actual bowl and then cut it.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Well, you're dumb.
And dumber.
You're both. That's so
Did
mean.
You have that?
That's just so
put
mean.
The, put the bowl on top of the head.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you say then?
Do you ever have the bowl on top of your head? Does anyone ever do that? Or they just say that?
I mean, mum back in the day.
The salad bowl. There's some beauties going around the AFL, though. Bailey Smith, that tape, you can't just grow that overnight.
No.
What about that? You get sick of it, wouldn't you? Flicks him in the eye. And
I looked at him Brownlow night, and someone mentioned his hair, and he sort of like put his head down. I was like, no, not again.
But what he does, he splits it down the back and pulls it around the side each side. Like,
gross. He'd be so much better without that. Just saying.
Said, he's got nice eyes, hasn't he? You said he'd be what?
You said he'd
heaps hotter without that hair.
You said he'd be bloody
good catch
if he got rid of that.
He would be, I'm sure.
You
all
told
the ladies
us,
agree.
Can you get his number?
No, I did not.
You started speaking differently. You got a bit like...
Greasy, do you have to have a haircut for cricket?
Well, I was struggling a little bit with my test career at the time, and it ended up being my last test match in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, bugger it. I'm going to shave my hair off, and that'll turn my test career around. I think I went number two all over, and I've got like really thin hair, and it was just like really white, and I looked like... It didn't turn my test career around, and I looked like a goose.
Did you take your helmet off when you walked off, trudged off for the last time? You left it on.
Did all your plugs fall out when you... Took your helmet off?
Took what?
All your plugs fall out when you took your helmet off?
Well, Bernie's the plug man.
Yeah, I think it's tablets. I don't know.
Let's go to Stevie from Happy Valley. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve from Happy Valley. Good morning, Steve.
Stevie.
Honestly.
How are you?
Good, Steve. Hello. What's your story? Yeah.
Yeah, you there, mate?
We've got you.
Yeah, mate. I've got a young fella who was two and a half, and I was telling my wife I'll take him for his first haircut.
Oh,
she
kept
saying no. No, I'll take him to a mate of mine. No. So anyway, she teed it up with a good friend of hers who's a hairdresser. Took the young fella down there, and he had sort of brown, long, curly hair. And my wife goes, you know, just take a little bit off and just trim it up. Came back about an hour later, complete shaved head, number one all the way around.
Good boy.
And walked in, and she goes, what the F have you done? And I said, the hairdresser said to cut it right back, it'll grow back thicker. Didn't keep any of his locks. He didn't speak to me for about 2.5 weeks.
Good boy.
That's what I like to
bit
hear.
Of a trim.
Number one. Just take him for a little cut.
Yeah.
That's the last thing Abby told me. Just use the scissors. Don't use the razor.
And he's come back looking like Bailey Smith, little Harvey. Prize, please, for Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, Steve, we're going to send you and a mate along to the New Shoots Music Festival growing out of Kangaroo Island on November 20 with Spiderbait and Killing Heidi headlining as well.
Notice, Blue, that Charles just went real quiet in that segment.
Yeah. That's the last time I've had a haircut.
Yours would be cheap, Jazz. Just wind the window down when you're driving along.
I need to move on.
Yeah, poor Jar's copping it on the text line as well. 0488 51047 from Scotty from Hampstead Gardens. So you know how we were saying before about the bowl haircut back in the day. I'm not sure there was a bowl big enough for Jar's head.
A bucket.
Come on,
a field bin.
The Furious Five.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Now, this is a much-loved segment that's listened to all around the world, the Furious Five, and it's one of my real... It's close to my heart because it was the one that I brought to the table for entertainment, for laughter, for education. And two young men are waiting on the line, Paul from Mount Compass. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, legend.
You're a legend. You? And Lukey from Powellowy. G'day, Luke.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Welcome. Say hello to Paul.
Hi, Paul.
How you going, mate?
All right. Are we Port or Crows chaps?
I'm Powers.
Ooh.
Power and Crows.
Oh, showdown.
We've got a showdown.
So which one was Crows and which one was Port?
Paul was Crows and Luke was Power.
Correct.
I'm as sharp as a tack with this segment. Five questions, chaps. Name, call your name out first if you know the answer. 1 point for the correct answer. There's two lifelines. Two lifelines.
One each?
I just said two lifelines.
One each.
Where are the questions?
Just be clear about it.
And listen carefully, chaps. All right, ready to go? Get the buzzers ready.
I've got questions.
Question number one.
I haven't got any questions.
I haven't got
mate.
Questions.
You're meant to do the questions. I told you this.
This is your segment.
Don't do it. Don't do this to me again, please. Don't
well,
tease me.
What about Tommy? What was that?
Who's got the?
I don't mean to just make one up on the run.
We're gonna have to ad lib.
I'll name one because I'll just look through the paper.
I'm sorry, chaps.
Name the Western Bulldog player with an iconic mullet dominating the 2021 final series.
It's
not I.
Paul.
I'll go lifeline.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, clever.
Lifelines are Emma G and Greg Blewett.
It can't be me because I asked the question.
Yeah. So who do you want to pick for the lifeline?
I'll go Emma G.
Go with
Blewett. Page 61 in the paper today.
Emma, who is it?
Bailey Smith.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well done. Great work, Emma.
All right. Number two, please, Greg.
Stuff. All right. Now, the domestic cricket season kicks off today at Karen Rolton Oval. The South Australian Redbacks play who?
Paul.
Yes, Paul.
Luke, can I go the other
lifeline?
No.
What's the use, both of
you? Thought it was two lifelines.
You didn't clear it up.
Luke's going lifeline. You got Greg Blewett. Oh, no, but he can't answer
the question.
You got Bernie.
Who wrote the question?
Yeah, I'm confident with Bernie. Let's go in.
They're playing WA.
Yes.
Oh, this is a shambles. This is a fair income shambles.
Oh, Tommy.
You know what? I've had a gutful of this. These poor chaps. This is an entertainment segment that's got to be fast and furious.
They're on
and
one
you guys are just taking the mickey out of me.
No, what do you mean?
Number three, Byrne, right. Hurry up.
What city in Australia has experienced riots?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Oh, Melbourne.
Yes. 2-1.
That's quicker.
Number
faster.
Four, Greg.
Come
yes,
on,
number
yes.
four.
Rolling.
Sydney's Jordan Dawson has nominated where?
Luke. Yes, Luke.
Adelaide.
No, was that Paul? Pete?
There's no
Paul. It was Luke.
Yes,
you
Luke. Who is it?
Joke.
Adelaide.
Yes, 3-1.
Rob Peter to pay Paul.
So it's two apiece.
No, it's 3-1, G.
Oh, okay.
No, well, I'll do the scoreboard. Don't you take over. Number five,
please,
Gregory.
This question doesn't matter anyway. Bernie.
Go.
How many points was Jars' Williston Football Club up by before South Gawler even registered Luke? A score?
Yes, Paul.
Paul,
59.
Ooh,
no.
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 No, close.
Luke, you got a chance to,
57?
Yeah.
Yes!
Congratulations, Luke. You've won the prize, mate. Well done.
How do you lose a game from there?
Thank you very much.
Congrats, mate. We're sending you to the Sample Statewide Super League Final Series. Tickets for you and three mates. Awesome. A bunch of
and lost.
Feel the finals fever this Friday night at Adelaide Oval with the Sample Statewide Super League
Luke.
Prelim Final.
Now they're going on a date, are they?
57 points
have lost.
Can't lose it.
See, everyone knows it. And the Furious Five players
okay.
knew.
Well, look, feel for my players that are hurting our supporters.
Yeah.
And you know coach. What? You two ought to be ashamed of yourself. And thank you for trying him. And thank you for Paul and Luke. And you, Tommy, who's an assistant
Talking
producer,
mic,
who'll be no longer here by the Friday. You've got to embrace this segment because it's
did,
fun.
Mate.
It's entertainment.
Just,
like,
it's your
in the car.
Segment. All you've got to do is come up with 5 questions.
But Can I'm... We, no, I don't
just
have to do that.
Prep. Bit of prep, mate. Wouldn't it?
Shambles.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for... Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Good day today for you, Jazz. September 22, World Carefree Day today.
Nice. Nice.
So you just forget about Saturday. Are you seeing anyone?
Like
maybe a psychologist or
look at
you see anyone?
Look
He's
at
flat
him.
As a
What are you
pancake.
Doing?
No, it's all good.
You've
getting, switched off.
The hump day sort of got you, hasn't it?
Not really, Wednesday. No. I'm alert all the time.
You're
what else you got?
Out.
What else you got? Gotta get going.
Actually, I think it's actually World Car Free Day.
Oh, very different.
We can put that in with Grand Theft Auto V.
World Car Free Day, Jazza. Ride your bike in. Go for a walk.
I liked World Car Free Day better.
Yeah, well, that's right. It made more sense
what
to me.
Honestly.
How is your car going?
Read it. Good.
You fix the alternator?
Yeah, no,
you haven't
good.
Had any more trouble since
what
that
What else
day?
Have you got, please?
Well, on this day, there's a few things today. On this day in 2003, was the day that Roo, Nathan Buckley, and Adam Goods all tied for the Brownlow
well
medal.
Boys.
Well done to them. Roo not here this week,
well
obviously.
Done, no.
On this day, 2018, this was a big day.
Yeah.
Barbados appointed Rihanna as the country ambassador.
Wow.
Let's get a bit of Rihanna playing. Oh. Woohoo!
Yeah, because she's born there.
Yes, that makes sense. It does make sense.
Come on.
Look at Charles.
Loves it.
He likes that one.
Good spot, Barbados.
Hey, and
have you been there?
Yeah,
cricket.
Oh,
West Indies.
Couldn't make a run against the West Indies.
Oh,
too
scared of their fast bowls.
Always
on the
Listen
back
to those
foot.
Couple of scared
why didn't you get a haircut over there to help your form?
Come on, Boom, we're
going
to go.
Oh, Rodney Maynard's birthday, Jazz.
Oh,
he's
the Billy Goat. He's a superstar.
55.
Love him.
And the reason I say his
yes.
age
oh,
is because
Billy.
55, yeah. and he was the only player to play in each of the 55 first games
he
for
did,
Adelaide
yeah.
Footy Club.
He was the Billy Goat.
How did you know that? You didn't know that.
Because I was his teammate with him at the Crows.
What happened to you?
No, well, I was getting double tagged and getting injured because I was
Rocket?
Getting bashed off. Rocket Billy.
Lamaroo?
Love him,
yeah.
Love
good.
Him.
Well, there Beautiful. You go, family.
See you are we tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, that's it. That was very abrupt.
Well, I'm out of here.
All right. Bernie, Bluey and Jars stepping in for Ruined Dits this week on Triple M.